just enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Thursday morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you're listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9, like 70 or 80 kind of school delays. There are some closing this morning because a little bit of a snowy, icy mix. It's just really slick out there. There's also a lot of operating on 2-hour delays, which I imagine, McKenzie, as a parent, is fun.
Yeah, because it's just, it starts off your whole day as like a scramble. Like, okay, it's almost like you'd rather have a whole day canceled than just a 2-hour delay.
Yeah.
Because my babysitter has to get to work herself at 8, so that puts a little kink in the plan. So if my daughter doesn't go at 8, then she doesn't go till 10. But hey, I will say the schools do usually a fantastic job. I got a voicemail, I got an email of letting you know in the circuit. And that it's safer for the kids because the buses, it's really slick, or the kids waiting on the sidewalks and stuff. So just make sure to check your local listings.
Definitely. How was your day yesterday?
Oh my goodness, it was really long. I had meetings and then what did I do? And then I got a great workout in, so that was awesome. Needed that. And then I just kind of scrambled and got a lot of things done. It's like this week has been so insane. I don't even remember anything. I'm just pure exhausted. Like I cannot catch up.
I kept on saying yesterday, I was talking to people, like I worked out with my trainer yesterday, and I was like, all right, well, we were planning something for Friday at 5. I'm like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow at 5. He's like, Joe, tomorrow's Thursday. I'm like, no, I've been off kind of too.
Did you think it was Friday?
I felt like tomorrow was Friday, today was Friday. It should be.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Hey, it's Friday Eve, though. We are almost there.
No doubt about it.
We got this.
Yeah, I had quite the incident this morning.
Oh, yes,
getting
what happened?
In for work. Well, nothing. Like, I knew we were going to get some interesting weather, so I was prepared for that. But I get up, go to the bathroom, kind of one of the first things most people do, and I'm like, what's that running sound?
Oh, no.
And our toilet wasn't overflowing, but it was like the water inside was running. It wasn't shutting off properly when it fills back up from the flush. And that could cost money, and I just don't want problems if it could lead to something else, water going everywhere. So I fixed this before in a toilet, and I thought, oh, easy fix.
Sure.
But apparently, I didn't know what I was doing. I watched a couple of YouTube videos, which took me like 20 more minutes. I'm like, that's when I text. I'm like, guys, I'm not going to miss the start of the show, but I'm running late this morning trying to figure out how to stop my toilet.
So did you stop it?
I did. I just turned the actual valve off. So then I had to leave instructions for Lindsay of if she would like to use the toilet, she needs to turn the valve 4 times to the left to have the water flowing, then use it, flush it, then turn it off 4 spins to the right, or use the other bathroom. It's not even that big of a deal. I just don't want the water running all day.
Sure.
But I'm like, man, I thought I was a total man. And then I have a crapper that doesn't work, and then my Keurig was acting funky this morning.
Oh, no.
When it rains, it pours, baby.
So, I don't know what's wrong with my Keurig, but now I got to figure that thing out. So I don't even want to be here.
But I really feel like we should just like hang it up and just be like, hey, we'll be back next week.
Maybe. We'll see how tomorrow looks. But I'm good, but that was just like the toilet issue and then the Keurig issue. So I'm doing good. Just, running on energy today. Pure energy. What about you, Liv? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was a little busy yesterday, too. I had a meeting that I had to go to straight after the show, and that was like about an hour and a half long, and then I had to stop at the grocery again, and then I had to make a playlist for today because today I actually have to leave early because I have a cycle bar class at noon. So, yeah, I was just, preparing. But I feel the same way. I, ever since Tuesday, have been confused about what day it is. On Tuesday, I kept thinking it was Thursday. Yesterday, I kept thinking it was Thursday. So finally, we are to Thursday. So I'm like, okay, I know I will not be tricked again. Tomorrow is actually Friday.
And I have never, like, I always say TGIF, but tomorrow I will be like, thank God it's Friday.
Right. So yes! This week has just been, you know,
one of those weeks.
And then this weekend is so busy too. So I'm like, I can't even look far ahead because I'm going to get stressed out. So I just need to, like, make sure I'm staying in the present moment, staying very present, just handling one task at a time, which is easier said than done. But I did get to this episode of Cheer yesterday.
Oh, which is really good. That's the show
I've been obsessed with, and I cried, you guys. Like, literally cried. It was so good. So that was one, like, really good thing.
I felt very domestic, I will say. Yesterday, I made, like, awesome soup and salads for Lucy and I, my little girl. And I was like, from scratch, I, like, made everything. I was like, all right.
You're, like, from Panera. Yeah. I put it in a bowl.
No, for real this time. But that's not the norm, so.
All right, well, if you have any other leftover soup, that sounds good. Chaps, what about you, man? How are you?
I'm all right. I think my friend Joe's not really my friend anymore.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow, Joe? This Joe that you talk of.
That your former best friend, Joe?
Why? Yeah. What happened with this Joe?
He just never plays anymore. And now I
Call of Duty?
Yeah.
He just assumes everybody listening knows that he plays Call of Duty.
And I thought that, like, hyping him up and talking about, like, you know, possibly streaming one day would make him want to play more. But no. So I played a little bit yesterday with our friend Chad. And then I took a nap at a weird time. Like, I took a nap from 7 to 10.
Someone just call that bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 to 10. And then I woke up and I took a bath. And guys, my boyfriend brought me candles and a beer for my bath.
Oh, that's so sweet.
What's that?
I can't remember the last time I took, like, a legit bubble bath. That sounds glorious.
Who wants to sit in a bathtub? All the soap scubbed.
Oh, I love it.
And the water becomes cold so quickly.
But if you don't, like, sit in there for an hour, you just, like, go in. It's like a spa, and you just, like, so relaxing.
You go underwater, live, and, you know, just make bubbles.
Oh, my gosh.
When I take a bath, though, like, the water, I do all the way hot, and then I fill up the tub like that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get cold.
Huh. That sounds, like, so good, especially because it's cold outside, especially in Indy.
I sat for like 30 minutes, so I was good, and then I went to bed.
Well, that's cool.
Wow, you can live quite the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'd
appreciate it if you'd
play some
COD, Joe.
All right, well, here's the thing. Not to get into this COD train or derailment. When did you play? What time?
Ooh, I played from maybe like 3 to 6, and then again.
Did you guys let me know you were playing?
Yeah. You were working out, and then you said after your workout, like, you would play.
It's so funny because me, Joe, and Mackenzie have all had, like, very busy weeks. We're, like, exhausted, just trying to push through.
Oh,
and then
chill.
This week, Porkchop's been off all week, and he's been so, like, calm.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, like, my thumb hurts from pushing the button a lot on the controller. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
We're, like, living vicariously through you.
Yeah, yes. We all want to be a COD champion. Mackenzie working on the tee this morning. What's coming up?
Whoa, Snoop is furious with Oprah's bestie, Gail. Plus, what Nick Jonas is mad at his brothers about. They did not warn him.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is tea time, and I start with some sad news, but he lived a wonderful, long life. Kirk Douglas, we lost a Hollywood legend. His career skyrocketed back in the 50s and 60s as Spartacus.
Crucifixion has been set aside on the single condition that you identify the body or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus.
Aw, but I was going to say, 103, that is an awesome life. I mean, I hope to live that long.
Not making fun of this, so people are going to roast me or flame me. He looked like he's been dead for years. Like, that's amazing he's 103, because, like, that guy just, I've seen him at award shows, and I'm like, oh my God, like, that dude's old.
Yeah.
Like, he was 103?
He was 103, and he really, you know, looked to be 103. Now, he had a stroke back in 96 that left him unable to speak, and so, but he hung in there.
That's a long freaking life with health issues.
Yes, Michael Douglas, who we know as well, so rest in peace, Kirk Douglas. I hope to make it that long. That is an amazing, incredible life.
Just give me to 70. I'll be cool.
I'll be cool. Well, Snoop D-O-double-G, man, he is going off on Gayle King, Oprah's best bestie over comments she made over Kobe Bryant. So Gail was interviewing former WNBA star Lisa Leslie about Kobe. And at one point, Gail was kind of hounding Leslie about the allegations against Kobe and whether they complicate what he did for the game. And Snoop was not having it.
Gail King, out of pocket for that. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We expect more from you, Gail. Don't you hang out with Oprah? Why are y'all attacking us? We your people. You ain't coming after Harvey Weinstein asking them dumb questions. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call her one? Funky dog head.
Whoa.
How dare you try to tarnish my mother boy's reputation, punk mother. Respect the family and back off before we come get you.
Oh, they're going to get Gail King.
Whoa, I that makes me scared to have anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, Snoop Dogg talks a lot of big stuff, but I don't know. I wouldn't mess with Snoop Dogg.
I know. I just because he like knows people and has
But then
people.
Again, Gail's got Oprah. You want to mess with the O?
That's very true.
That's a big problem right there.
I mean, but she's a reporter, and she was doing her job of asking questions, so.
Well, it's a tough one, and it's eventually going to be like, well, is it too soon? It's like, well, I don't know. Obviously, I don't even think they've officially had the ceremony unless I missed that. But that is a question for sure. I mean, I could see a reporter asking that, and I don't think it's totally out of line.
Oh, man. So I'll keep you posted on that beef. Moving on to beef between the brothers. Not as deep, though, at all. Okay, so Nick Jonas, he had something noticeably in his teeth during his Grammy performance, and I noticed it, too. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know he didn't have great teeth. Here's the deal. He had food in his teeth, and he's upset that, like, his brothers didn't do a teeth check before he went out to sing.
Yeah, it's not really their responsibility, I guess. But you know what I am, like, baffled by is that I'd only eaten one thing hours before the performance. So I had what I have every day for breakfast, egg white omelet, spinach, mushrooms, a little bit of feta cheese.
But I don't understand
this.
Like,
how can you blame them? Like, you didn't do a teeth check on me.
Well, that'll be a thing I guarantee they do every time now before they go on stage is a teeth check. But
yeah.
Who eats before a performance? I feel like I'd throw up all on the stage. Lucky we didn't see an omelet.
I just think it's so funny because I was watching it. I'm like, ew, I didn't know he had bad teeth. Like, he literally, you could see gunk in there. So it's not a good look. And lastly here, Jim Carrey was on Stephen Colbert. And he was talking about his famous line from Dumb and Dumber and how it could have been so much better.
Oops, sorry. One second.
That's so fun. I love that movie.
All right. Things don't want to work today. That's cool. I legit, hold on, there we go.
From a dumb and classic line that everyone knows from a Dumb and Dumber.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
When you look back at this now, after all of your dramatic work, what's missing there, do you think?
Well, the line is dealing with chance. Yet I failed to convey the nature of probability itself. And I should have had an accent.
Okay, that's brilliant. I would never have seen that. Okay, here's the scene. Let me set it up again. The woman you love has given you a 1 in a million odd of loving you back, scene.
So, you're telling me there's a chance.
Would you have liked that better?
I would have. By the way, I saw him doing the rounds on some other shows. He was crazy on TV.
Crazy good or crazy crazy?
Like with Michael Strahan, have you seen that clip?
No.
Oh my, go watch that. He did crazy, crazy. And I love Jim Carrey, but I think he's just gotten a little weirder as time has went on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's what we love about him or what, but watch that clip and you're going to be like, awkward.
You know what I want to do, though? He wrote himself that $1 million check and manifested his fame. I think we need to do that.
Honestly, I'll take like a $10,000 check and we'll call it a day.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Our very own Lenny Bree, holding things down in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now, actually made it onto TV, and it wasn't like for like doing something bad. Like, it was a good thing.
Wow, this is good news.
So I want to talk to him, and I also want some clarification, because have you guys heard this audio?
I have not. I am pumped for him.
Yeah, I think, well, just hang on, okay?
Oh, no. Now I'm nervous.
We'll play the audio. Coming up next, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Good morning!
Wow! That was so impressive!
Lightheaded. Not
that?
Worth it.
A C flat?
Yes.
No, oh, I thought that was a B flat. But
I am
thank you.
Way impressed. You held that for what? How many seconds?
Let me try it real quick. Good morning! No. Okay. No, good morning. For real.
And scene.
You try. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Wow, she was in the zone.
Now that we've hurt my throat.
Now that we've just went off the track, Mackenzie or Porkchop, would you like to say good morning?
Let's do it tomorrow together. Ready?
I don't want to pass out. It's going to make me pass out.
Are you sit down
serious?
Then. Sit down.
Harmonize. Ready? Down. One, two, three. Good morning.
Wow. Well, now that no one is listening anymore.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Lenny Bree, are you there?
Good morning, Lenny.
Lenny Bree, hello, sir.
Oh, man.
Am I on the hotline?
Yes!
Lenny! Oh. There's our boy.
Let's hear you say good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, honey. We love it.
All right, put down the vape. That wasn't that long. So I want to play this clip, and then I want to talk to Lenny Bree and find out exactly what happened, because I'm scrolling through his Instagram story. I'm like, what? He's on TV and he wasn't like in trouble for something? Like, what happened? Well, this is what went down. Check this out, everybody.
Just got smiled upon by the sun. You know what I'm saying? We just got a beautiful day and now it's like, nah, Houston's back to its old ways.
I know. Well, this is Houston, so we never can predict how crazy this weather is going to be.
It's just like a cold ex-girlfriend. You know, one day it's nice to you, the next day you're freezing.
Just leaving you behind. leaving you out in the cold. Yep. Sorry that Houston basically has broken up with you.
Now, he's laughing, but I feel like those are tears of sadness.
Yeah. Aww, so what was this from, Lenny Bree?
Well, I was actually at the gas station chopping it up with my boy Shanjeep, and this lady, random lady, is like, oh my gosh, can you talk on the news? And I was like, hell yeah. So pretty much we just started chopping it up, and I started thinking of my ex-girlfriend for some reason.
Hey, you know what? As a news lady that has had to find people to get sound bites from and talk to, we appreciate that. That was excellent.
I wish Lenny, who's like, he can, act calm and cool, but then we've all seen Lenny just like have like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I wish he would have been talking to her live and he'd be like, yeah, so my ex-girlfriend, blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Lenny. Side note, make sure the higher-ups see that video because you're wearing your Houston Radio Now 92.1 shirt. Dude, they will give you praise for getting on TV wearing that shirt.
And the best part is, as Porkchop said, it's a praise, not a raise. Good job. Now keep on working.
Nice work. You looked great. You sounded excellent.
Thank you.
Did your ex-girlfriend reach out to you
after she saw that? You want to know something crazy as hell?
Yes.
She totally did.
I knew it.
Crazy.
She was like, I saw you talking about me on the news. Oh, I'm like, girl, if you don't get out of here.
All right, that's awesome. Will there be a love connection? Will maybe you guys have a warm front in your previously cold relationship?
Ooh, Joe, with the bars this early?
Yep. I got to get ready for Friday Freestyle.
Right, yeah, no, there totally will be. I'm going to visit her today.
Oh, my God. You are just like every single person I know. They complain about their ex, and then their ex reaches out, and they're like, yeah, no, we're back together. We're hanging out.
Oh, you know, sometimes the pancakes are just too good to pass up.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. We're picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. She's got the pancakes, and Lenny's got the syrup. All right. Well, we're proud of you, man. Way to get on there and represent the station. And, yeah, for real, though, I really do hope your love life warms up, because... It's great to see you.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. So much to get to, so little time. Of course, you know, we got to talk about the coronavirus. I wish we just were talking about coronas. Also, did you guys see what happened yesterday in Kansas City? They had their big Super Bowl parade.
Yes.
It was nuts. And I'm not talking about what the players did. This is insane. We'll get to that and everything else. And then after that, one of my favorite things, Song of the Day. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Where do we start? Well, let's do our favorite thing in the world. politics. Oh, no. Okay. But for real, though, President Trump, he was acquitted yesterday on both articles of impeachment, and he will not be removed from office. Some people don't know that if you're impeached. That doesn't mean that you're necessarily no longer the president. It just means that you possibly could not be the president. For example, like Nixon was impeached. Clinton was impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of scary that we have like 3 presidents out of like 40-something that have been impeached? I know like that's a lower percentage, but it's like
right.
1 out of 4 Joe McKenzie members have been impeached. Like, what? What the hell's going on around here? All right, not to scare you because the flu is way deadlier, but guys, let's wash our hands and take care of ourselves. Health officials in Wisconsin, who you think those people are super tough, all the cheese and beer they have confirmed the state's first case of the coronavirus. The patient actually traveled to Beijing, China, which makes sense. It was exposed to the coronavirus while they were there. Now, they actually are home in isolation, but they're doing well, so that's good, but it's just like, oh boy. Like, it, I think, like, as we find out more, I don't know how much you guys are watching this thing on the news. I'm obsessed with it. But it's crazy how much it's probably spread in China and they're downplaying it.
They are.
Like,
yeah,
they're
you
keeping
were
it quiet.
Us that.
They're keeping it quiet.
Oh, man. It ekes me out because I travel a lot and I'm such a germaphobe.
How do you not get sick on a plane, anyways? Because I swear, like, I love to have the air on me because I'm always
no,
hot and sweaty.
No, that's like the number one thing you're not supposed
but
to
I'm
do.
But I'm so hot and you can't bring a mini fan because they're like, boom! So, like, what do you do to stay cool?
I mean...
You can't take your pants off. Trust me, I tried that.
You can drink ice water.
Okay, I guess we can try that. All right, the Super Bowl party yesterday was huge in Kansas City for the Chiefs, but it got even crazier. This is not part of it. Police chase, yeah, it came right through the parade route. A car blew through barriers and led the cops through the Chiefs Super Bowl parade route. One car actually stopped the driver with a tactical pit maneuver. You've probably seen that on Cops where they pull up to the side and spin them out. Once the car was stopped, tons of police officers ran upon the car, their guns drawn. It looked like out of a movie. And
yeah, it did.
You know, people are like excited and drunk. They're like, yeah, woo! Meanwhile, like, I'm like, oh crap, the cop's pointing a gun at Chops, and oh, I'm standing behind Chops. He better not miss if he shoots him.
Right.
I'm gonna get shot at the parade. Luckily, 2 suspects are now in custody, and the Chiefs are still the Super Bowl champs. Now, I could not imagine this actually happening because I've heard, like, wives' tales or just different things about this. A new mom in Alabama briefly lost custody of her baby when her drug test came back positive for opioids after she ate a poppy seed bagel
this
the day before giving birth.
This is an episode of Seinfeld with Elaine.
But this is real. How does this like, how could they not differentiate between the two? I don't understand. I guess, obviously, I know nothing. But Mackenzie, could you imagine with your little Lucy back in the day, you're like, man, I really like bagels and I got this craving for a poppy seed. And it's like, man, we're taking your child. You're on drugs.
That is so, this is the exact episode when she fails a drug test because of poppy seeds.
See, I feel like I've always heard that you have to have like pounds of poppy seeds for it to actually show up on a drug test. I've heard like so many different things.
Well, with all the drug tests you've taken, I feel like you would know that of anybody
oh
here
gosh.
On the show. If anybody does know that, can you hit us up 833-563-2539? Whether you fail the drug test or you actually administer them, and you can like, no, you only need one bagel, it'll do it, or Liv's right, you have to eat a whole bag of them.
I get eked out to take drug tests. Like, I've never had to take one in radio. Maybe people are on drugs, I don't know. But in television, you always have to do it. I had to go to like a scary place and like other scary people.
Well, TV people, I think TV people are on more drugs than radio people.
I feel like, but they're
you got
stricter.
The money to buy the drugs.
I feel like they're stricter with you actually having to take the test. Like, I didn't have to take a drug test to work here. Did you guys?
No.
No.
What, you guys didn't? They brought me into like somebody's office and I had to like do,
they're
okay.
Using that sample for something else, Joe.
Apparently. Weird. Yeah. Well, she was separated from her son for 3 days until tests confirmed it was a false positive because of the poppy seeds. Speaking of food here, let's get into some tastiness. Wendy's is launching new breakfast menus items in March. Surprised they're actually getting into that game. It feels like everybody else is already there. The new items will include a breakfast baconator. Pork Chop got a little excited by that.
What?
Honey buttered chicken biscuit and a frosty chino. Mmm, bring it on. That's like a breakfast milkshake kind. Milkshake. It's going to launch nationwide on March 2nd. And then I love McDonald's. I do. And so I'm not trying to poo-poo them. But I never understood this flavor. People, like my wife, go crazy for it. Any Shamrock Shake fans?
Yes.
McDonald's is so popular with that.
Yes. And it's fun because they're seasonal.
Okay.
And I feel like it's just vanilla. You know, like I feel like it's actually just a vanilla shake, but they just put like maybe like green dye in
it. Well, I'm sure they do something like that. I don't know how they actually do it. I just wish the ice cream machine would work when I go there. But yeah, they're going to be doing that for the 50th year, the Shamrock Shake, and it's going to be back around the 19th. So a couple of weeks from now, if you're getting ready to set plans for that. McDonald's is also, this is what I'm kind of interested in trying, they're going to be selling an Oreo Shamrock McFlurry.
Oh, my
genius.
Gosh.
That sounds so good.
Because I say I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream, but occasionally when we don't have any ice cream and that's it, I'll try it. It's not too shabby.
Look at me over here. I have a green drink of my own, but this is like spinach and kale.
It's just like a shamrock shake.
I'm going to pretend it's like a shamrock oil shake.
She's like, it's so good.
Sorry.
Joe, I'll split it with you. No, I'm cool. I'll avoid that. All right, Sarah's on the phone this morning. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling in. We were talking about this mom that's got a little baby that she had taken away for 3 days because she failed a drug test. She had poppy seeds, and it was a false positive. Do you know anything about this?
So, yeah, I do drug tests for a living through my company, and on rapid drug screens, just one bagel or muffin will show positive.
Now, that's insane. Not only did she lose her kid, but Sarah, would you know, like, for example, I pray to God our company never tests us for drugs or anything, but let's say, like, they're here at Radio Now. They're like, okay, guys, we have a new policy. We're going to drug test you once a year. And, like, what if I had a bagel? Could I lose my job for that false positive?
So it depends on your company. I work through a medical center that does it for employment. And if it shows anything of a false positive, we have to send it to a lab to be reviewed and tested.
Oh my God.
If your company does rapid drug screenings within the company and have no way to send it to the lab, then yes, you could potentially lose your job.
Are those drug screenings expensive?
So the company I work through, they're about $70 a piece.
Ooh, that's probably over our company's budget point. I think we're okay. $50 maybe. $70? Nope, not going to do it. Joey, hey, you're on Joe McKenzie, and you're what, a toxicologist or whatever you call it? I'm kind of drunk right now.
Yeah, I'm a chemist that works in toxicology, so I make my living doing all these kinds of drug screens for different companies.
And have you noticed this being a problem?
Yeah, it can be a problem. So it all depends on how specific the test is, and I guess the best way I can put it is when you test for your opiate, it can show up at one time point, and the poppy seed will show up at another time point, and those time points will be like maybe within 0.1 seconds of each other. So if the test isn't specific enough, then somebody just looking at it can be like, yep, that's an opiate. Whereas if it's more specific, then you can tell the difference.
That's crazy. Now, I imagine working and seeing all these different tests. What's the most drugs you've ever seen in one person's like sample?
I'd say the most would be somewhere in the millions of cocaine.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow, wouldn't you be nervous to take a test if you're, like, jacked up on coke?
Especially if you know you're going to fail. Like, why even go
like,
through with it?
Yeah, why would you just, like, even, when you just be like, I can't.
I feel like Joy, like, they came in there and it's like, oh, these are, I had jelly donuts. That's what this is. Yeah. Jelly donuts all over my face. Yeah. Hey, Joey, thanks for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. And finally, today, all those special days is International Frozen Yogurt Day. It's National Sweater Day, which Mackenzie and Liv celebrate every day because I keep it so cold. And it's hard for me to do, but it's Pay a Compliment Day. You guys are all wonderful coworkers. I love you so much.
Aww.
It's also National Tell a Lie Day. No, I'm kidding. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Text JAM to 52140. And when I actually figure out how to upload this to our website, you'll be able to check it on out. All right, song of the day. We're going to do it after Sam Smith and Normani dancing with the stranger. Song of the day. You are going to want to grab your phone. We're going to give you all of our options, and you vote one time, just like the Fugees, one time. You're going to text song.
That was a random reference.
Thank you. Thank you. What's a throwback Thursday? Maybe I went with that. You don't know. It's a secret. But if you want to vote, you'll text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And the one-time reference is you only get one vote. So don't mess it up and accidentally vote for Porkchop when you clearly meant to vote for me. So that being said, let's get into it. Mackenzie, you will kick us off for a throwback Thursday.
Okay. So a lot of us are dragging a little bit, just trying to get to Friday. So I wanted to choose a throwback that was a total pick-me-up, and it's super fun for my girls. It's Cyndi Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. Things light. Things have been heavy as of late. I'm like, I just need to go and have some fun. I need some fun in my life, especially this weekend. So text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B.
If I could be honest with you, all I want to do in my life is live it up, okay?
Yes.
For so long, I have not been living it up, okay? I've been upset. Sometimes all I do is like holler, holler. But you know what? Today, I'm like Ja Rule. I want to live it up.
What do I do? To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
What you do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up.
My love.
Ja Rule, holla, holla. All you gotta do to hear that song is grab your phone, text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and when prompted to vote, you know what to do. You go with letter A, and that's how we get a victory for Song of the Day. Moving on down the line, Chops, what's your song?
My song comes from 2006. I was a senior in high school, and I don't know. My friend posted a clip on Instagram, like on his story, and he's like, what happened like back when music was good? He's like,
boy.
What about like, you know, smooth hip-hop and R&B, like top 40 mix? And he was like, what happened to Neo, When You're Mad?
One thing that I do know is every time you scream at me, I wanna kiss you. When you put your hands on me, I wanna touch you. When we get to arguing, just gotta kiss you.
That's a classic Pork Chop song. So if you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140, and then when prompted, vote for letter D.
Is anybody curious to know who Pork Chop's insiders are? Like, I want to know this person that was, like, on their Instagram story. Sounds more like a Facebook rant to me, like, what old music back in the day?
I do love
Remember
Neo,
when Neo,
though.
You make love Neo. To your lady? Now they just want to slap the bees and hit the hoes.
Hey, your song was good, Joe, but my song is good, too.
No, for sure. Neo is definitely a talented dude. Live the web, girl.
Okay, so like I've said, I've been kind of dragging this week. I've been just tired, just trying to make it through. So I need a song that's really going to pick me up. It's really going to put me in the Friday Eve vibes. And what better song than I'm Coming Out by Amari?
Who? No, this is a song you picked. So who's the artist that you really like and you think should win?
I love this song. Don't get me wrong. Love this song. That artist is Amari? Amari?
Are you asking me or telling me?
It's Amari.
Let's see if I recognize it by the actual song.
Is there a reason you picked that version over the original?
I just like this version a lot. It's a version that like I grew up listening to.
So much so that she knows the artist.
So
that's crazy.
Start your Thursday off right. Show this Thursday who's boss by picking I'm Coming Out. You can text the word song to 52140 and text C.
All right, to recap, Mackenzie went with an artist she could pronounce, Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Myself, Joe, went with Ja Rule, Living It Up. Pork Chop went with Neo, When You're Mad. And Liv went with I'm Coming Out of Cover by Amiri. I don't know who that person is, so I don't know. Either way, you get to vote one time only. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. I'm going to go fill up my coffee and go to the bathroom, and we'll do Song of the Day.
Be right back.
Yeah, BRB. One barely made it back from the printer.
Wow.
Got coffee, went to the bathroom. I apologize, I was not able to wash my hands. I'm kidding, I wash my hands. Come on, I'm not that gross. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We are doing Song of the Day. It's a Throwback Thursday, so we went with throwback songs. Let's give you a brief recap while Pork Chop and our computer assistant Rosie tabulate the results. Man, Mackenzie kicking it off with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. If it'll play, that'd be really cool. All right, loving that vibe. Myself, Joe, I went with Ja Rule's Living It Up.
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
All right, so what, he had a bad thing with that whole fire festival. This is his chance to redeem himself. Come on, Ja Rule, let's get those votes. Pork Chop, he was feeling some Neo this morning.
But you're just so damn sexy when you're mad.
Do you say it to your boyfriend, like, you're just so damn sexy when you're mad?
When you get the little wrinkle over your nose.
Oh, yeah.
We got like Botox for you. All right, and then let's go into Liv's song, which I'm just going to say it's a cover of I'm Coming Out because none of us know the artist's name.
This it was like in Trolls as well.
Yeah, it was in Made in Manhattan. I was watching that movie because it was on E like 2 weeks ago, and this played at the end of it. And I was like, oh, I forgot about this
fun
song.
Fun fact about me, I love J-Lo movies.
Oh, yes, I thought you were going to say fun fact. I thought you were going to say a fun fact. I love Manhattans because I do, and that sounds really tasty right now.
I do. I love the city and the drink.
All right. Pour me another, Chops. Who is your winner this morning for Song of the Day?
First place and second place are only separated by 4%. Third place and fourth place are also only separated by 4%.
Dramatic. Sorry, I really thought it was dramatic. I'm just kind of tired.
Last place, with 13% of the vote, me, Producer Pork Chop.
You got on a losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
No rebuttal. Aww. Why would you say you've been losing? Is it on purpose or just you don't know how to pick songs like you used to? Like you had the touch and now it's gone.
I think it's honestly, it's been ever since your boyfriend Hostage Boy.
I mean,
I'm just joking.
Why don't you try taking a separation period? Maybe you'll just go back to the top.
No, I don't know. I just.
Because right now you're on the bottom.
I just picked the good songs.
You've been cracking underneath the pressure.
Now I know what it's like to be Mackenzie. No.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen,
in the corner who's not ripping on you.
I know, me and Joe
the innocent
were like,
little fawn.
You just heard shots fired.
No, but I mean, you said it yourself last year.
Don't
you
always, fact check.
You said you always came in last. Okay.
That's the best backhanded compliment I've ever heard.
I just cried the quarter.
Third place.
It'd be funnier if she was in third place, too. She's probably not, but...
You should just boost me up now and pay me back.
17% of the vote. Live the Web Girl.
Maybe it's because you didn't go to the OG.
My girl, Amuri, didn't pull through
my
for me.
My favorite artist.
You gotta change the shape of music.
Second place. It's 32%. First place, 36%.
This is tough because is it like the women reliving their glory days with Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Or is it people that really love to go to wedding receptions and hear that song? Or are there people that want to give Ja Rule a second chance after that whole Friar Fest disaster?
Second place goes to Mackenzie.
Oh.
What? I won?
Joe is the big winner.
I feel like Taylor Swift getting an award. Oh my gosh, how did this happen?
I'm gonna let you finish, but Mackenzie should have won this. These girls just want to have fun. We all know it, but that's all right. Congratulations.
Thank you. I have nothing bad to say about you, Mackenzie. I'm sorry Porkchop did.
Joe.
That's not cool at all. Yeah. And feel free to say holler, holler, even though he doesn't say the song. Holler. Ja Rule, baby.
Come on,
Mackenzie.
You're into it.
Say holla, holla. You're not going to do it, are you?
Holla.
Do I do? Thank you for voting for Ja Rule today. We won Song of the Day. Hey, guys. What are we doing tomorrow for Song of the Day? Do we know the category yet?
It's Friday.
Someone DM'd us.
Yeah, we could take suggestions at Joe and Mackenzie.
Sorry you don't get paid to do our job. To be fair, we don't get paid much either. But if you hit us up on Instagram, it's Joe and Mackenzie. Any idea that you might have would be dope for Song of the Day. And we'll give you credit for it, too. This is something that I can't fake anymore, guys. I can't fake it anymore at work, and I don't think I should have to. Is it good to be real at work, or should you be faking it at work? I saw this little survey and I found it kind of interesting. Behaviors at work, authentic, they say, will result in greater productivity and a better relationship with your coworkers. So to me, being authentic means like if you're feeling like poo, you just let everybody know like, hey, I feel like crap today. Deal with it. But yeah. Researchers found that people who put forth effort to display positive emotions towards other coworkers versus faking their feelings received higher levels of support and trust from their fellow coworkers. These people also reported significantly higher levels of progress on work goals, probably because they got support from everybody else helping them out. And finally, employees will actually feel better, they say, work harder, and connect with more people at their workplace if they don't hide their feelings with a fake smile. I don't know. It's not you guys. Just in general, it's like there's sometimes we get an email at work or just something we're told or we do or just whatever happens behind the scenes. And I'm just like, oh, I'm just angry about it or mad. It's like, so am I supposed to like fake a smile? Like,
well, you don't.
Well, I know, but I try, but it's so freaking hard.
I think, you know, displaying real emotion is good, but also being respectful and understanding that it's a workplace. You know, I mean, I definitely think that you can be real and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm having a really tough day today. Or be like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just really frustrated. Like, I'm going to put my headphones in because, like, if they're being loud or something. Like, I think you can say that, but also being respectful at the same time.
I feel both ways because I feel like it goes. It's a great thing to be transparent and vulnerable, and I think that is the way to go with your coworkers. But then at some point, you get fearful because you have put yourself out there. So sometimes you do want to put up that wall and just go and do your job, and then have your private life private.
I think this is interesting. My brother-in-law texted our family group chat, and he said he's just got promoted, so he's cool. With all new coworkers, and he said they openly talk about politics all of the time. All of the time. He's like, is this normal for like a workplace? He's like, I've never been in a work environment where people are just openly talking about politics in an office. Like, that's just very weird to me. And he's like, I mean, I find it entertaining. I don't really share my opinions, but there was people going back and forth. And then my sister was like, yeah, we talk about politics all the time in my office. Is that normal? I always thought that was like absolutely not. Politics are not brought up in the workplace.
I guess it depends what you do.
I don't. Yeah.
They both just work in offices.
So just, okay.
But see, like me personally, like I'm not going to name every candidate, but let's say you either Trump on the Republican side or Democratic, you got like Bernie Sanders or Biden or whoever, Warren. I don't care who you like. I care that you vote. You're a dummy. If you do not vote, you're the biggest, dumbest person in the world. But I don't want to talk politics.
It was interesting. So a few elections ago, the place I worked was all about one candidate.
What?
And they put, and I felt very uncomfortable because I was on the other end, and they put all over the screensavers, all over the place, all these political for one candidate. And I felt like this is really made me feel uncomfortable because I was not on that end of the political party spectrum. So I just thought that was very interesting and honestly inappropriate. I didn't do anything, but I thought I would walk around and every screensaver was for one candidate. And that I was like, I feel like that's very inappropriate.
That's crazy. And just wrapping up on what you were saying, I wanted to mention that, like, I think about that when I come in here, because I have days where I'm great, and you guys are like, wow, Joe, you're in such a good mood, you're not an a-hole today. Other days, like, oh God, Joe's a jerk. But it's like, I don't want to come in every day like crying wolf, like, Lindsay and I had a fight about this, or I'm upset about that. Like, does anybody really want to hear the coworkers' problems all the time? Not to justify how they're feeling, but like you're like, oh, that's why Joe.
I do, because then I can sympathize with you and I realize what's going on in your world. Otherwise, we're just like, wow, he's being such a jerk today. But if you're like, wow, like, okay, you know, if you open up a little bit, even though it is being vulnerable and scary, it's like it's the human side and people understand why you're acting the way you are.
Okay, for the past 3 years, me and my wife, Lindsay, have been fighting. Does that answer all the questions?
I don't think that counts.
Aw.
What's coming up in the tea?
Well, the Bieber's number one rule in bed and the most handsome man in the world has been revealed.
I'm just kidding, Lindsay. I love you. I stubbed my toe. That's why I was mad.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time. Now, people are saying this season of The Bachelor, perhaps the most boring. I've just been watching snippets. I haven't been diehard. I will totally admit. But, all right, we got to give you the recap. So.
What?
You don't like this?
My wife makes me watch it, so I can't play Call of Duty.
What did you think about Victoria P? Peter was saying, hey, girl, I don't see you as my wife. Bye-bye.
Are you, like, saying that you don't want me to be here?
I don't know if I see you as my wife. I'm so sorry.
Now, is this before or after he slept with her?
Then she's had it. She doesn't want him to walk her out and wants her cab.
Can I get a car? Can I get a cab? I just want to leave.
Can I walk you out?
I don't need you to walk me out.
Can I?
A segment on the show. I'm not a big Bachelor fan, but I want to do dramatic Bachelor and Bachelorette moments where it's like, I don't need you to walk me out. Scene!
There always is that money shot in the limo where they're crying and they've been sent home. And I swear they got to watch that back and be like, oh.
And it's always so bumpy. They're always jostled around.
And the mascara's running. Oh, that's the deal. So that is the latest over on The Bachelor. And Hannah Ann told Peter that she has fallen in love with him.
Love, honey, love.
Speaking of love, Margot Robbie, who, of course, plays Harley Quinn, she is giving advice for after a breakup.
Stay away from your phone. That's like the number one thing I tell like my friends when they're going through a break. I'm like, do not get drunk. If you're going to drink, give your phone to me because you are going to call them 50 times and look like a psychopath.
Good advice.
I still can't get over, obviously, all these actors that are not American, like British or wherever they're from. Like, she, like Harley Quinn, the actor, like the character in trailers I've seen, does not sound like that.
She's Australian.
I know, but yeah. She's like hella good.
Yeah, isn't she? Speaking of phones, Hailey and Justin Bieber have one rule in their bedroom: no cell phones allowed. Because they want that quality time, unless it's absolutely necessary. They make an effort to always leave their phones out of the bedroom, not allowed on the bed, so they can totally focus on each other.
Now, what if like your partner's like talking and you really don't care about what they're saying? It's kind of boring. Like, what do you do
well,
then?
Keep in mind, they are newlyweds, so this might change.
It doesn't last, guys. It doesn't last. I mean, I love my wife, but I don't think we talk to each other.
I think that's a good rule, though. I try to have meal time with Lulu and I, like my daughter, put down the tablet, I put down my phone so we can really like have a conversation at least at dinner for like half an hour.
How do you feel about food in the bed?
No. Absolutely not.
Well, good thing I'm not married to you two. It would be a terrible marriage.
You just eat in the bed?
Of course I do. If it spills, the dogs eat it. It's food.
That
I didn't.
Sounds so gross. Did you sleep there?
Yes. Crumbs, you wipe them to the side and your dog gets them. Whatever. Okay.
Well, you got Lindsay, so you know what? She's into it. Perfect match over here. Love it. Well, the most handsome man in the world has been revealed.
Stop making this tea about me.
Robert Pattinson takes the crown.
I always just kind of thought at the time, it's like 21, and if you're going into a relationship with someone, the way to make it really intense is if like you can barely talk to each other, you can barely touch each other, and it's incredibly serious all the time. I mean, it's kind of like what teenage relationships are like, and that's what sort of makes it feel like that.
Of course, we fell in love with him as Edward, the Twilight series. Now, this is based on science, the golden ratio of beauty. So basically, they took like the symmetry of your face, the length of your nose, the width of your eyes, and the distance between your eyes, all of these things. Pattinson was found to be 92.15 accurate with the golden ratio of beauty, followed by Bradley Cooper and Brad Pitt, George Clooney. Let's back it up to that second Brad Pitt. It has always gotten my vote. And did you guys ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes, I'm a giant fan.
Mac, his real name is Rob. He agrees with me.
I love Pattinson. Great guy. Very good looking. There's nobody on the planet better looking than Brad Pitt.
Amen, sister.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Going to want you to hang out with us. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, you could possibly help somebody. We're going to be talking with Amber. I believe she's got, an issue with something coming up. It's kind of a big milestone.
Man. Okay, so she knows about her bestie. Like, her bestie, the man is about to propose to her best friend. However, the proposal he has planned, not good. And she's like, should I intervene or not?
Oh my, you do not intervene. Okay, this is going to get out of control quickly. We'll talk about this next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe and McKenzie doing some group therapy this morning. And if you want to be on, all you got to do, DM us, Joe McKenzie on Instagram. We're talking to Amber. Hey, Amber, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So my best friend is about to get engaged.
Aw,
congratulations.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is. It's awesome. But her man has filled me in on the details on how exactly he wants it to happen, and it is horrific.
Did you say terrific? Yes. Your phone cut
no,
out.
No, horrific. Like, horrible. So bad. Like, she's going to hate it.
Like, what is he planning on doing?
He wants to propose on the Jumbotron at an NBA game.
Okay.
Okay.
So he wants to go big with it.
I mean, that's kind of a memorable moment. Plus, you know what? A lot of people try to capture those proposals on camera. Like, I didn't have mine with my wife, Lindsay, but it's not a bad idea. That thing could go viral. Everybody would know about your proposal then.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would be horrible because she's just such a really, you know, private person. And, I mean, she will probably be so humiliated that she'll break out in hives or something.
So you know she's not going to like this.
No, absolutely not. Like, as a matter of fact, she, like, makes fun of those proposal-type things online, you know, all the time.
You know what, though? A lot of times we mock things or knock things that we're jealous of or that we want. Like, work with me here, Amber. I'll admit it. Like, I say, like, well, that's stupid. But secretly, I probably wish I could be doing that or try it. But, I can't. So you sure she's really knocking it?
Yeah, she does not. She is not. I think she's going to really hate it.
So he came to you and was like, hey, girl, I'm going to propose. This is how I'm going to do it. And then initially, what did you say to him? Were you like, hold on, this is a bad idea? Or were you just like, oh, nice?
No, I was just kind of like, oh.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, I don't want to, you know, burst his bubble or anything. But at the same time, it's just like, that's just not her thing. And I know that she's not going to enjoy the experience and want to, you know, tell people the story or whatever for the rest of their lives.
So that is true. Like, you know, every woman wants a good engagement
story. That is a great engagement story.
How did he do it? You know,
that is a great story. And by the way, too, like, I assume that he's like, what did he like ask everybody to buy tickets? Because he'd want all the girls to be there, right, for the big event. Like, are you all attending the game together, or what's going on?
Right. Well, he just mentioned that he was going to record the whole thing. I don't know. He didn't even mention that part, but she would definitely want that. She would definitely want, like, a more intimate thing with, like, her friends and family. You know what I mean? She doesn't want the spectacle for the sake of the spectacle. You know what I mean?
So I guess, I know we're talking a lot and you haven't said much, but to get to the point, to try to help you out, we don't have a ton of time here.
Sure.
What is your question, or what are you trying to figure out for group therapy today, Amber?
Well, I don't know if I should do something. Like, I don't know if I should tell him. I don't know if I should just let it go and tell my friend so that she can mentally prepare, you know, but I'm running out of time and I need to, you know, I just don't want this to be a bad experience for either of them, you know?
Does she know it's coming? Like, does she know any moment he could drop on one knee and propose, or is this really a surprise?
I mean, they've talked about marriage and stuff. I don't know that she knows. She doesn't know that it's like, right, like he already has it ready and is planning it. But I mean, it's definitely in the discussions. I mean, she's aware that they are kind of on that track.
Yeah, because you can't spoil the surprise.
Yeah, I mean, we all agree, right? That is a terrible thing. Amber, you can't say anything. You can't hint at it. And maybe talk to the guy is what I assume. But you can't tell your friend, oh, hey, by the way, guess what? He's going to propose to you at a basketball
game. But I have had girlfriends tell other friends, like, just so the woman has her nails done and is just kind of, like, looking cute.
Right.
So it's kind of like she's ready.
Yeah.
But you can't spoil the surprise, though. I don't know. Let's open it up. 833-563-2539.
Yeah, I almost feel like we have to talk Amber out of telling her friend because it sounds like that's what she wants to do.
Or should she guide him in a different direction for the proposal? Like, is this all set in stone or is there still time for him to kind of rethink how he's going to do it?
833-563-2539. We'll get to you on the phones next for group therapy here on Joe and McKenzie. Group therapy, it's going on right now. You want to join in the conversation? Really easy, 833-563-2539. We're trying to help out, somebody that means well, Amber, because her friend is about to be proposed to and she has no clue about it. And they're thinking about doing the big proposal, at least the guy is, at like a basketball game. Amber, I know you mentioned to us that you feel like you should tell her, but I just, once again, want to clarify, we on the show think that's probably not the best idea to tell her about the, you know, impending proposal.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking, like, the more I think about it, the more it's just like, I think that's the only option. Like, I have to tell her. Like, I just don't know.
Won't that man be so upset with you, though?
I mean,
I'm sure he told you in confidence, like, hey, I'm thinking about proposing. And if you tell his girl how he's going to do it, won't that take some wind out of his sails?
I think he'll be more upset when he does it and she freaks out.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's see what other people think.
I get what you're saying, but I also feel for him.
Sue, you are on Joe McKenzie. You're also talking to Amber. What's up? What do you think?
I think Amber should definitely not do that. She should, at this point, kind of mind her. Sit back. Be happy for her friend, because all she's going to do is spoil it. Like, if they love each other, and she should be happy for her, buy a ticket and cheer. Like, when he does it, be extra happy for her instead of trying to spoil it. Like, that would be mad at my friend if she told me that. Best friend and all. I'm like, why would you spoil that for me? Like, it's going to be a heavy moment anyway, because somebody who she loves is going to get mad. It doesn't matter where it's at.
That's a good point.
And there's a whole lot of people there, so then she's going to be on the spot. She's going to be special. Don't do it, friend.
Wait, hold on, Amber. What do you want to say?
I'm saying it's already spoiled. Like, me telling her isn't going to spoil it. It's going to give her a chance to not be caught so off guard that she has a response that she doesn't want broadcast to the world.
Amber,
know?
Are you scared this could blow up in your face, though, and potentially she get mad at you, and then her future fiance get mad at you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but it doesn't. I think that in the end, like, when they just think about it, I think they'll be thankful, because otherwise he's going to do it and she's not going to have a response that he hopes. You know what I mean? I think she's going to freak out.
We got a tweet from Austin this morning. You need to follow us and interact with us too. It's Joe McKenzie on Twitter. Austin said, from a man's perspective, he will want it to be perfect for her. Amber should go to him and tell him what her friend would want. Do not ruin the surprise. I think overall, we're all agreeing, don't ruin the surprise. That takes
wow.
the...
But yeah, I agree. Go to him. Actually, and this is like a Sex and the City episode where he's going to propose. I think it was Aiden was going to propose to Carrie, and the ring was not good. So Samantha intercepts for her girl, is like, and they do a new ring just to help a brother out.
Well, if you're looking for an engagement ring, you can go to Diamonds Direct right now. Zero down for 36 months. Zero interest. Katie, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up?
Yeah, I just think that Amber should kind of sit back and let it play out, because at the end of the day, those two are the ones that are going to be married and have that memory. So 10 years down the road, if it was embarrassing, then they can laugh about it together.
Okay, that's a good point. Thank
or
you.
Or she'll run away forever and nothing will happen. But no.
Right.
Tony, you're on Joe McKenzie. You also got Amber on here. What would you tell her for group therapy?
I would tell her, this is the way he plans to propose to her. He has done it in a way that he feels he knows how to show his love. Just let it play out. She will say yes. She loves this man. She will say yes. It doesn't matter how embarrassed she is. She'll say yes.
Okay. I mean, shouldn't she consider shouldn't he consider, like, the fact that, you know, what she would like? Like, I think how he expresses his love is not the only thing.
No, it's the way he shows love. He is planning a surprise because this is the way he knows how to show her. No, she'll love it. She'll love it regardless.
No,
she's
going
to be married to this man that loves her and that has did this big surprise. How many men are going to do this anyway? How many men are not going to take you to White Castle and say, will you marry me, babe?
Let me tell you right now, if the roles were reversed and my wife did that, I would have said yes right on the spot. Oh, that just sounds amazing.
The ring in your slider.
It is. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, Amber, I hope that we actually got you some kind of an idea here. It sounds like you're pretty headstrong on still ruining the surprise.
And, Amber, we know you're coming from a good place, because you know your girl, if you guys have been friends for a long time, what she'll like. I mean, obviously, you don't want to see your best friend break out in hives at her big moment getting proposed to. So I feel what you're saying, but I might just go to him and say, hey, maybe twist and turn, or, like, I don't know, change it just a little bit. And then it's up to him to still do it or change it up.
I don't know. I just, I think, like, the thing is, like, if he wants it to be perfect for her, it'd be better, I think, to really get an idea of what she would think is the ideal proposal. You know what I mean? So, like,
okay.
You know,
No, I get you.
Hey, you know, if she actually has the nerve to tell him that, like, it's a bad proposal, then she's not the right one. Like, dump her.
What, really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now, just from a guy's perspective. I definitely would like to think that I know my fiance would be at that time if I proposed to her, a girlfriend. And I would not want my wife's friends telling me how to propose to my wife. I wouldn't want my wife telling me how I need to propose to her. No, I'm serious. Like, you take in consideration. You're not a total tool. You know things. But if people are telling me, well, this is how you're going to have to do it. It needs to be this way. Bye.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I got to deal my whole life with that? No, thank you. I'll go to, as previously mentioned, White Castle and get a crepe case.
Joan McKenzie on radio now.
All right. Who wants to play a little game?
I do.
I love this game, and it's not because I want to drink this early at work. It's actually called Name That Drink.
Or
we're going to.
Is it?
Hey, Liv, can you get some alcohol? All right, don't answer that. It's called Name That Drink. You can play along, too. What we're going to do is play a song. I'm going to beep out the drink that it mentions, and we'll see who can get the most right. Coming up after Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Woo! Yeah! It's my favorite part of the song. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Let us know how you do in this game, because to be honest, it's you and I talking. Mackenzie Porkchop and Liv can't hear this. They're usually not good at the games I come up with, and I don't think they're that tough, so let us know how you do. All right, guys, we're going to play a little game right now. It's called Name That Drink. I'm going to play a clip of a song. I will beep out the part where it says the actual drink. I'll play it a few times. I'll let you write down your answers. When everybody's ready to go, so there's no cheating, then I'll just go in order. We'll go Mackenzie, Pork Chop, Liv. You'll kind of go them out. Chops, keep score for me if you wouldn't mind, my brother. And are we ready to begin?
Yes,
ready.
Let's do this.
Here is your first song for Name That Drink. Pork Chop has to switch headphones.
Name That Drink.
Drank. I'm going to buy you a drink. Ooh. Here it is.
Liquor wasted on me, man, son of a bitch. Rusted it off, now I'm about to get lit. The orange juice, man, it's some good ish.
I will play that for you one more time.
I can't tell.
What?
I can't tell. Where.
Was it son of a... Because that's the part that's bleeped, right?
No, that's the edited part where he says the B word.
Oh,
we're looking for the drink, okay. Not the swear word. That's a different game we could do sometime.
I mean, okay.
Then we'll play the unedited part with all the swear words. That'll be fun. We do rap songs. I wonder how that'll go.
Liquor wasted on me, man, son of a bitch. Rusted it off, now I'm about to get lit. The orange juice, man, it's some good ish.
Okay, I've got a guess.
All right.
I gotta guess.
Mackenzie.
I'm going left field and saying vodka.
Okay, Chops, vodka.
I'm saying gin.
Oh, well, we'll see. Is it vodka? Is it gin?
Liquor wasted on me, man, son of a bitch. Rusted it off, now I'm back to getting lit. Goose and orange juice, man, it's some good
ish. I will give you guys, I will give them the point. Because it's Goose. Grey Goose vodka.
So it is vodka.
It's a stretch,
ding.
I will give it to you two alcoholics. Liv, sorry you're not on the board yet.
I mean, I didn't really know what it was. I was just like, orange juice. Obviously, it's vodka.
Which is a decent guess with gin, yes. First drink I ever threw up on, actually.
Was vodka in?
Yep, I was a freshman on the football team. We went to a senior's house, and I had alcohol, and it was a screwdriver, and I puked everywhere.
Yeah.
Fun
memories.
Fact. Don't drink, kids, till you're 21, unless you're serving our country. And here's your next song. Good luck on this one. This one's really, really tough.
Yes! Tequila!
All right, somebody cheated, but I'll play it again in case somebody doesn't know. All right, Mackenzie, do you have a guess?
I already spoke. Tequila.
Chops, tequila, Liv.
Tequila.
Let's see if you're right.
Tequila.
All right, you're all on the board.
Yeah. I forgot how much I love that song.
All right, well, maybe we'll do that. We could do Song of the Day one day, songs about drinks. I feel like we've done that before, though. We actually have a problem. Here's your next song. I need you to name the drink. That's what we're playing right now here on Joe and Mackenzie.
I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
I'll play it one
I'm
more
out
time.
The door, I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
All right, everybody's got their answer written down. Mackenzie.
I say Jack.
Chops.
Jack.
Live.
Jack.
There we
go.
Yes.
I'm gonna hit this
three
city
for three,
before
baby.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
She could have done other things too, like, before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of gin. Because like DJ Khaled, all I do is win-win. No?
Okay. And I'll do it again.
Yep. All right. What's the score of Pork Chop after three songs?
3-2-3. Liv has two.
Oh, Liv, you better catch
up. I know.
Or get out the house. Here's your next song.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
Pork Chop has a look on his face of just pure disappointment. Let's hear that again.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the best times.
That is Chumbawamba tub thumping.
I was going to say. Miss Chumbawamba.
Yes.
Oh, got it, boy. Whatever. Johnny boy. I'm going to say, did he already say whiskey? I'll just say whiskey. I don't know.
I'm going to go with like Schlager, like Goldschlager.
Okay. I'm doing sparkling. I don't know.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
Okay.
He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink.
Cider. Not Chumba a fan of ciders.
Wumba.
All right, let's do one last one here. Name that drink.
Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the vodka, blame it on the blame it on the blue tap, got you feeling dizzy.
I'll play that one more time.
Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the vodka, blame it on the blame it on the blue tap.
All right, everybody's written it down. Mackenzie.
I'm going with Henny.
Liv.
Henny.
Pork Chop.
Henny.
Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the vodka, blame it on the henny, blame it on the
blue.
Nice.
Embarrassing story here. I've never had Hennessy before. Is it good?
I've had
That's
a sip.
That's not that
it's all
embarrassing.
Right.
Is it good?
I've never had it.
Never had it.
All right. Well, hey, who's our big winner today, Pork Chop?
Me and Mackenzie.
Woo!
Yay! Congratulations, Liv. Wow. I'm just looking at your hair. What happened to your hair?
I don't know. Is it crazy?
Yes.
No, I just flipped up.
It
I like it.
Okay,
it's
hey.
Slammed my head out.
Let us know how you did. Tweet us, Joe Mackenzie. Did anybody actually get all of those right? I know that tequila one was really tough. It's Joe Mackenzie on Twitter. At this time, let's do a little station identification. We are Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
WNOW FM HD1 Speedway W286CM.
Wake up every morning when I'm driving to school.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Indy's Radio Now 100.9.
Coming up next, we would love for you to call in at 833-563-2539. What car has like the worst like drivers, like a-holes, or just the absolutely terrible people on the road? Like what kind of car?
Every time someone blows by you, you're like, yes, that's the one. Always. That
Somebody on the show drives one of these cars.
Really?
Yep. I won't say who until we get back. But if you want to join in, 833-563-2539.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
You know, what Liv just said off the air makes a lot of sense for this conversation that we're about to have.
Uh-oh.
I don't think people like Liv will call in because they don't realize that they are the bad drivers. They're the a-hole drivers, and they're driving certain cars that are just... 833-563-2539.
Well, we got to this because a survey came out and it said the worst drivers on the road are men who drive luxury vehicles.
Now, is a luxury vehicle, is that like a BMW, like an Audi or Audi, whatever the heck it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a Mercedes, I would say a Porsche, Lamborghini. I mean, it goes on up.
To me, like those drivers, not all, but at times can be tools. But anybody could also, you could be in a big jacked up truck and be a tool, most likely just to show off. But I was going to say the person on the show that I think is kind of, they're not an a-hole driver. They're not the greatest, but their car, man, you'll find that some of the worst drivers are in this car. And that would be somebody either in a Dodge Challenger or a, what kind of car do you have, Chops?
I have a Dodge Charger.
Dodge Charger. Those two C's. You guys and girls are the worst drivers on the road. You think you're cops because you have like a cop car. That's probably why it is too. You think you're all cool and stuff, but you're terrible drivers and you're just terrible people.
Dang.
Like that and the person in the Jetta that I had to chase down for like 6 miles the other day with a little bit of road rage I had.
That's random, like a Jetta.
Yeah, I don't know. could have been a lady driving.
I feel like Jetta's like, that's the hot girl starter car. Jetta's.
I'm really not sure what it is that makes me, why you guys always say I'm such a bad driver. Like, I'm very confident that I'm a great driver.
Well, you just, it's scary to be in the car with you. That's why I say you're a bad driver. I'm not looking at your driving record, your driving history. All I know is that when I'm in the car with you, I get a little scared. I'm gripping the door.
Trust me, I'm scared when I'm in the car with you driving,
I'm
too.
Not saying you aren't.
Well, that's the thing that I bring up before we came on the air with this. Liv's like, I just don't really notice a lot of bad drivers out there on the road. I'm like, because you're the bad driver.
No, I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but, and it's especially when there's inclement weather, these go busting by, and they're just kind of almost like the bullies of the road, Dodge Rams. There is inevitably a huge red Dodge Ram that's just going a freaking 100 down the high, and like, boom, and I just am like, it never fails.
Have we just discovered that all the bad drivers drive Dodges? Is that what it is? Because I said Challenger and Charger, because I just see those people and they're always speeding. They always act like they're cops.
I hate fake cop cars too.
Oh, I
people
can't stand
who get
that.
Like whatever those cars that are, and they just still keep all the side equipment on them.
I've
it's
seen,
the
by
worst.
The way, too, Pork Chop's guilty of this. I saw one day when I went into his car, Pork Chop has a fake badge, well, a real badge in his car.
I don't have
what?
A fake badge. Okay, so I finally cleared out one of my old wallets, and I used to be on the fire department, so I had a firefighter badge.
Did you have a badge?
Of he course. Has a
wow.
badge in his center
really
console.
Badges.
I have all my old stuff from my old wallet in the center console.
Wow. Okay, so we want to know, who do you think like the worst drivers are? You can pinpoint, and of course, it's just we're generalizing. 833-563-2539.
I will say the cars that always lay on their horn at me or always give me the middle finger or like yell at me as they're passing me, those are always trucks. So they're jerks. I'm not sure about their driving skills. I just know they're jerks.
I challenge all of you to a go-kart race. I'll put $100 down that I win.
No, yeah, I know you will, because you are terrifying when you drive. You act like you're in a go-kart race when we're just driving downtown to get Starbucks.
Yeah, I know. He acts like, oh, I'm going to show you how I drive like a jerk on the road, how I can do it in a controlled environment.
It's like Liv and I are rocking back and forth, back and forth. We can't even get our seatbelts on, and he's like maybe chancing it going the wrong way down a runway just because it's a panic to time, and we're like, settle down. Like we
it's
have time,
okay.
Chops.
Pork Chop is like the game Crazy Taxi or whatever that was back in the day. This might get a little personal, but we need to call them out. Who are the worst drivers? Like, what kind of car are they in? 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us. It's Joe and Mackenzie.
Shiera tweeted us, and she said Prius drivers are the absolute worst. They're the ones hanging out in the fast lane going 10 under the speed limit.
Okay, this is very interesting because the survey came out, once again, that the worst drivers are men in particular. I'm not saying this. This is what the survey says. That drive luxury vehicles. So we're like, is this true or not?
Let's go to Stacy this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie, Stacy. What kind of cars got the worst driver?
Hi, Joe. I think that I personally have like a Chevy Malibu that, you know, I try to get up to speed as quickly as I can. But I've noticed that when I see like a Mustang or a Dodge Charger or some other kind of car that is known for going fast, like you can really get going in one of those things, they have the slowest drivers. And I'm like, I know you have some get up and go and you like, come on.
That is insane. I totally agree with you. I saw a dude in a Lambo, and it was beautiful. I love cars. And he was driving like a grandpa, like 20 miles per hour. And I get maybe he was showing it off, but like, then come on. Like, let's see what this baby could do. I'm like, live it up. You don't deserve that car if you're not going to have a little fun with it.
Me and my boyfriend have an ongoing argument about who's worse at driving, because my boyfriend is extremely not fair and says that women are just the worst drivers, like across the board. They're just not as good of drivers as men. And obviously that fires me up. And then this study comes out and says males who drive luxury cars. Well, my boyfriend happens to drive a Tesla, so I am very excited to rub this study all up in his face.
You know, I actually know who is the worst or not the worst drivers, and it's people that aren't fully paying attention of the road. Like, so when I drive,
Live.
I'm looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, I'm looking in my rearview mirror.
You're checking the mirrors.
Yeah, I always know if there's a car behind me. I know if there's a car entering the highway or exiting. And I feel like people that aren't paying attention, those are the worst drivers.
See, I'm paying attention. I just get this little, so I love cars. They turn me on. So if I'm in a Porsche, I'm like, I'm going to drive this baby like I stole it. So watch out.
And do it, as long as you know your surroundings.
Exactly.
That just sounds like a lot to pay attention to, pork chop.
So I'm a good driver.
No, you're not.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Get him, McKenzie. Man, I didn't know you played piano.
Yes, wait. Let me finish this.
Okay.
Like Lady Gaga over here.
She's in a me dress. Now stop. Stop. Just pause.
Tickle those ivories.
Okay, you're not playing the song like I thought we practiced. Good morning. We are Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and this is one of the most disturbing things that I myself have ever heard or seen, and it involves the vampire dude from Twilight. Ugh.
What is that disgust, Joseph?
Listen, I'm not saying I'm an attractive guy, because I really, truly, deep down, don't think I'm handsome like my mom says, but the most handsome man in the world, according to some scientific machiny calculations thingy-mabobber, is Robert freaking Patterson.
Pattinson.
Whatever.
It's Rob Pattinson. We know him as Edward from the Twilight series, but, you know, he's in a lot of other things, of course. He had a hot relationship with Kristen Stewart.
Another.
You don't like her?
No.
Why? They're so just, many men.
Because they're weird and they're stinky and they're weird and they, I don't know. They really are vampires, I think. 833-563-2539. At least for me, and I don't know what you got, McKenzie. Two-part questions I want to know. Do you agree that Robert P., vampire boy, is the handsomest man in the world? And whether you agree or not, if not, who is the most handsome guy out there?
Keep
and
in
we'll
mind,
hear from ladies and dudes, too. I don't care what your persuasion is.
Keep in mind he has an accent. So I'm just throwing it out there that makes men more attractive.
But that can't make you handsome. Handsome is shallow, purely physical. Am I wrong?
That's true. Now, this is based on science.
Okay.
So this is the ratio. You know, symmetry is all that. They did it based on this golden ratio. So basically, it's kind of measures like your eyes, your eyebrows, your nose, your lips, your chin, his jawline, the facial shape. I mean, it's science.
There's this other dude. He came in second. I don't even know who he is. Henry Cavill?
Cable? Henry Cavill. Yeah.
Cavill?
Superman.
Oh,
and followed by Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, who gets my vote, and George Clooney. You cannot, I'm sorry, get
what,
more
was
handsome
Billy Bob
than
Thornton
Brad
six
Pitt.
On this list? This list is busted.
It is not busted, but where's like Ryan Gosling? Where's Ryan Reynolds? Where's Zac Efron?
See, I got
is
my
Jonah
vote.
Hill on here too? who's that one guy? Lewis Capaldi? Did he make the
Chris
list?
Chris Evans?
I think the people that made the list, yes, are obviously attractive, but I think the most attractive man is Chris Hemsworth. Am I the most attracted to him than any other celebrity? No. I mean, I obviously am a little bit, but I think just all around, he has got that, if we're going by science and studies, he's got that masculine, manly look. He's absolutely ripped. He's buff. He's super tall. He's got the nice jawline, those beautiful eyes. His eyebrows are very
right.
nice.
Now,
his
keep
nose
in mind,
isn't too big.
I guess my Brad Pitt vote takes into account his charm and his swag, because I'm very attracted.
Right.
I need a confident man with some swag. This is purely symmetrical face.
Exactly.
You know,
we're just saying purely, not because I don't find Chris Hemsworth the most attractive in the world, but I do believe that like he fits the studies of like the symmetrical face, like what they look for.
He looks like a Ken doll.
Exactly. A very, very sexy Kendall.
Please, can Kendall. Anybody else tell me that this is busted? 833-563-2539. Let's go to Ray. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think? Robert Pattinson is the most handsome man in the world.
No, I definitely don't think so.
Who would you give your vote to?
Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh, all right, all right, all right.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying it's because he's handsome or because he goes, hey, Ray, all right, all right, all right?
He's just dangerous all around. He's too dangerous.
Dangerous. See, again, he's sexy. There's, because someone can be very attractive but not sexy. Like, I've been around many famous people, famous actors and singers and all the things, and I'm like, wow, what a good looking human being. However, they just don't have that it factor. Like, they just don't have that sex appeal.
See, I think Matthew McConaughey's face, I mean, don't get me wrong, I find him attractive, but I think his face might be almost like a little too flat for the study. I'm taking this very seriously, guys.
You are. Like, she's downloading an app.
She's got her laptops right now.
Into it. Listen, yeah, where's my protractor?
Joe, who would you vote for? Because you were tearing down Rob Pats. Like, who would you be? Who would your top three? I mean, I feel like Jimmy G should make this list. Right. Garoppolo is gorgeous.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't have a top three. I think I would agree Bradley Cooper's on the list. I would have, like, just looking at this list I see, Bradley Cooper would definitely be ahead of Robert Pattinson or Patterson or whatever his name is. Like, how are you going to have the vampire man above Bradley Cooper? Like, that makes no sense. And to be honest, ladies, I think you're hung up on your past if you're going with Brad Pitt and George Clooney in the top five, because they're not.
David Beckham?
That's exactly who I was just about to say. I'm not joking. I thought about that. He definitely is. He's got that jawline. The eyes, the eyebrows, the nose, the symmetry. Now, what I think that they're not taking into consideration, what they need to do, is, like, their skin tone and their, like, coloring. Like, Robert Pattinson's eye color with his dark hair color with his pale skin, it just does not do it
can
for
we
me.
Ask a bi guy. I mean, poor chap, you like women and men, right?
Ask
now you're dating
a bi guy. That should be our new segment.
I'd love to do that. Ask a bi guy.
You know what's interesting?
Yes, bi guy,
I actually don't think any of those guys are attractive.
Who would you, producer Pork Chop,
yeah, what
put
Disney
in the top?
What Disney star would you go with? Tell us.
He's like Bob the Builder.
If you don't know, he likes him young.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Sorry, that was too funny. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, explain yourself. Talk yourself out of this one.
I just don't like older guys.
Like, but define older.
Anyone older than me?
Anyway, that's not a teen.
I thought he said Chris Hemsworth. He's like 34.
Yeah, that's older than me.
Do you like the Jason Momoa guy?
No.
Oh my God. Yes. Jason Momoa, I mean, he poor chap. Is. But again, he is so sexy. He's not like stereotypically.
What about The Rock?
No.
What about Zac Efron?
No.
Zac Efron's not older than you.
And I don't know. I don't like famous guys and this whole big body chiseled and that chiseled chin.
What about
thing?
The one guy that played like Frodo?
No.
Elijah Wood.
What about
is
Harry
your
Potter?
Celebrity crush?
Yeah. Who? What celebrity?
But a real celebrity. I'm not talking some random like photographer with 10,000 followers.
I know
from Australia.
One. Hunter Hayes, the little country singer. You.
Well, that's because he broke your heart.
You tried to give him a jacket. You clearly
he's
thought he was sexy.
He's too old for him now. Who?
How
is,
old?
Who
I'm gonna look
is your celebrity crush?
Cole Sprouse.
I knew it. He literally is 98 pounds, soaking wet. He looks like he's 12.
That's like Hunter Hayes. He's 5'6".
Cole Sprouse. No, Cole's not even the hot one. Dylan's the hot one because Dylan looks like a man. I mean,
how old is Cole Sprouse?
He's 28.
Oh, he's 27, but he looks 12. Oh,
but he does look 12.
Poor
child's
like, I'm out. No, thank you.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
We kid because it's true and we love. Coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. Don't go anywhere.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
So, I mean, this guy obviously will be in a lot of trouble when he's caught, but I'm kind of wondering if maybe he's secretly a genius. A man was hired at a gas station. Pork Chop, where is Hamden, New Jersey? Like, where's that by?
Did you say Hamden or Camden?
I don't know. I thought
how do you spell it?
H-A-M-D-E-N, but maybe it's Camden, and I typed it wrong.
Yeah, definitely Camden.
Sorry. I'm hungry, guys. I'll eat anything. Ham, turkey, pork chops.
In bed, we learned.
Yes. It's between Philadelphia and Trenton, and it's always like one of the top five worst cities in America.
Well, then
Camden?
This story
yes.
is kind of on brand then. In Camden, New Jersey, right next door to Hamden, last month, on his first shift, a guy stole $17,000 worth of stuff.
Whoa.
This is at a gas station, guys, not a jewelry store. He took lottery tickets, 89 cartons of cigarettes, and cash. Then he disappeared. Did a little Harry Houdini. Police released a picture of him because they have the gas station surveillance camera. They're trying to get his identity. once again, this guy worked there, but they don't know who he is. Why? Because he stole his employment folder. Like, so he just got hired, and they don't have any information about the dude.
And he's the dummy of the day?
Well, I think he's a dummy because he's going to get caught. He took 17 grand, but that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of conflicted. Like, is he the dummy of the day, or is he the genius?
Or the genius of the day?
All right, it's the genius. It's the genius of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day genius at joeandmckenzie.com.
Kenzie, what an honor it is to talk with you.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Oh,
I know.
I was kind of talking to the people calling in this morning at 833-563-2539, but you're pretty cool, too. I mean, yeah, definitely an honor. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about lying, deceitfulness, and it all has to do with that. Money, money, money.
Money, money. That was a very dramatic pause there. So yes, we're talking about when you have a hidden account, when you've got a stash, maybe
secret debts even too. Like maybe you don't have,
right.
Maybe you don't have any money anymore because you spent it all.
They're saying this is really ending more relationships than perhaps even physical cheating.
I mean, how do we all feel about this? I guess I should ask everybody before we went on the air, but is anybody here hiding something financially from somebody they're with? Or have they in the past? Because, for example,
Chops is shaking his head yes.
Would you care to disclose, like, roughly what that is?
No.
No.
Because you're hiding,
are you hiding,
are
it,
you
right
hiding
now
it right now
or in the past? I guess right now.
All right. Silence is silent. Golden. You can always lie to us. What are we going to do? Check your bank statement?
Wait, but why? Why do you feel like you have to hide it?
Are you doing child support for a kid you had out of wedlock?
No. I mean, I guess he just knows that I'm just hiding a slightly little teeny more debt.
Oh, I see.
So he knows that you're hiding it, but he just doesn't know the amount.
Do you guys think it's worse to hide debt or to hide money?
Oh, well, if you're hiding money, at least we know you have some. I don't want to find out about the debt. Like, well, we owe how much?
Yeah, I guess I would be debt. Like, debt would be, because debt's really scary, and it can be really hard to overcome. But I, like, if my future husband one day is like, I'm hiding how much money we have because, like, you're going to spend it all, I totally get that. I have like a little bit of a spending problem that I guess I kind of cover up. Like I don't initially.
What's your spending problem on?
Clothes, random stuff, clothes, accessories.
I feel like every woman, and I learned this from my mom, should have a rainy day fund. I'm not saying like thousands and thousands and thousands, but should have enough that she has, especially if she is like a mom and is stay-at-home mom. I feel like if something hits the fan,
right,
you need to have enough for a plane ticket and a hotel stay. And I just think that's being smart.
Okay.
Did you have that while you were married?
Yeah.
And did your ex know
about it? Did
it
rain?
No, I mean, I'd have to dip in. I'd have to use it for like, oh, I blew the tires or something like that, you know? But I think you should always have, like, a fund like that.
Yeah,
I think it's very important.
I
think
get that.
My fund was more like I was tired of hearing about it if I went to Target. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of times, like, that's the number one thing, Joe, you can attest to this, that couples bicker about. And I was just tired of hearing about it and arguing about things that I
like
wanted to
spending.
Do. Like, if I went to the grocery store, I don't want to have a two-hour argument about what I spent at the grocery store.
Yeah, we argue about it all the time in our marriage because I'm like a super tightwad and my wife wants to do all these experiences and spend money. I'm like, no, let's pay off another $1,000 on my car instead of getting plane tickets and going somewhere.
Well, and I think there's a good balance. Look at me talking to you guys. I literally am not married.
You're the hottest mess out of anybody.
I know, exactly. But I do feel like there is a little bit of balance to it. You know, like obviously you want to pay off that debt, and I'm constantly telling Porkchop about it too, like, you know, because I get how hard it is for him. But at the same time, just like let Kobe Bryant be an example, life is short. So I get your wife. She's like, no, let's have these experiences.
Typically,
now
in a relationship, there's one spender and one saver. Typically. Now, if there's two spenders, it might be some trouble.
It'll be fun until you run out of money
right
to spend. Allison, you're on Joe and McKenzie. Were you hiding some money or what's your story?
So I think mine's a little different. I am hiding money from my husband because I am, I'm actually battling cancer right now, and he has been absolutely awful through this entire process. And so I can't work outside of the home, so I kind of have my side hustle, and he knows about it, but he doesn't know the extent of how much money comes in, and so we're kind of waiting until this whole thing, once my last round of chemo is over, like, I have enough money to file for divorce and move if it comes to that.
Bless your heart. Do you have other support? First of all, I'm so proud of you for persevering, and I'm so sorry that he's being so unsupportive to someone, even if you aren't in love anymore, that he spent, you know, his life with. Do you have other support system outside of that?
Unfortunately, they're all out of state, which is why I have to have such a big nest egg. So if it were to come down to it, I wouldn't have anywhere local that I could go. I'd have to take my kids, and we'd have to go out of state. So I kind of have this little hidey hole that I call it, and just got cash away. So I literally have enough to file for divorce and move out of state at the end of this, my last round of chemo, if he doesn't get his head out of his butt.
Well, keep going. You got this. You are sharp. You're smart. And this is all going to turn out great. Seriously, she's got her head on the
Everything
straight.
Mackenzie said. Now, question, being all serious, is here. What is your side hustle? Because Porkchop thinks that we can make some money playing like Call of Duty online. Is that what you're doing to get the side money? Are you playing Call of Duty?
Oh, my gosh. No, I do. So it's funny because I'm actually from New Jersey as well. And I got my license to do nails in New Jersey, but I haven't transferred it here yet because it's so expensive. So I do nails for donations out of my house, and he just doesn't know how much money I've actually brought in doing that.
Wow. All right. Well, good for you. And like, because he said, you're going to kick this cancer's butt, and you keep on doing your thing. We're thinking of you, Allison, and we may not be family, but we're here for you.
Take it one day at a time, one thing at a time, make your plan and go.
Poor chap, you ever think about doing nails as a side hustle?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pedicures, you can get massages.
I need one.
Oh, boy, do you. Toya, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you for hanging on. What is the story here with finances?
Yeah, I agree with Allison. I definitely hit money. And I know it's bad, but tomorrow's not promised, and you never know what's going to happen. I've been in relationships where I thought everything's going great, it's wonderful, and then boom, you find out so-and-so is cheating on you, and you got to find a place. And I have kids, so I've always kept money put up aside just in case. Because what if I need to go get a room? What if I need to move? You know, so I've always done that. And I know that's not the greatest thing. But even in my relationship now, I have money put up.
Can I ask you, Toya?
We actually don't discuss finances at all. He doesn't know how much I make. I don't know how much he makes.
Wow.
We don't share an account together. We don't discuss our spending habits. As long as bills are paid, neither one of us questions, what are you spending money on?
Now, Toya, I want to ask you, and I want to ask Mackenzie, like, are you two ladies, because you both are on the same page about having a rainy day fund, is that the case? You feel like a lot of your girlfriends do the same thing? Or are you kind of on your own with this idea? Like, Toya, first,
no.
Like, do your friends do this too?
Yeah, I have friends that do this. Again, we all have kids, so you never know if your kid's going to break an arm, or, you know, if they're going to get hurt at school. And going to the hospital is expensive.
Oh,
right?
No
it
doubt.
It is. No, you just have to be smart about it. And I know people are like, well, you don't need, it's not necessarily sneaky. It's just you're trying to be prepared and smart. Like I said, and it's a difference between having, you know, a couple hundred and a couple thousand. It'd be great if you have like tens of thousands or whatever stored away. But I think that you should always have a little something. I mean, what happens, you know, maybe you're on vacation and you lose all your, I don't know, your cards. Maybe people say you should always bring cash. You know, just think things out. Always be smart.
I'm hiding $10,000. I'm just trying to pretend to be poor.
Are you keistering it right now?
Yeah. What's that mean?
I heard he could keister $100,000. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing, man. Just keistering. What's up with you?
I'm keistering a grand as well.
Wow.
I'm proud
this
of you guys.
Turn.
All right. Anyways, so you were hiding $1,000, or what do you want to say, buddy?
No. So my wife doesn't know this right now, but I used to work with a girl that I was like kind of close with that we like. Before me and my wife got married, and we were like dating, and she wanted like this car, I don't want to say what kind of car, I don't want to like give it away, but she wanted a car, and it was a lease, and it was like $500 a month. Basically, I'm leasing my ex-girlfriend's car at right now. I pay the lease payment. My wife doesn't know.
That is insane. That sounds like a pork chop move, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does sound like something. Well, he can't keister a car.
Or can he?
Never say never.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Let the record show, that is the most times we've referenced keistering in one show. Actually, in one segment. I'm actually impressed.
Can we even say that word?
Well, I hope so, because that's a few examples of us getting fired. Joe and McKenzie, it's Radio Now. 100.9. Is little Lulu finally off at school? She had that delay because of the icy roads.
No, she's not. We just FaceTimed. Yeah, because there's been a two-hour delay at a lot of schools. So obviously you know by now if that's for you. So a lot of people jumbling their normal schedules this morning. No, it's funny because she's on her way to school and she likes to be on time, if not 15 minutes early. So
where'd she get that from?
It's definitely
not for
me.
Are you really her mom?
No.
Can we do a DNA test?
I feel weird if I'm like on time or like early to places. I'm like, this is what this is like. Weird.
Pork chop, did you hear that?
It all makes sense.
Heard.
All right, well, what do you got going on for the rest of your day then?
I have a meeting and then I'm going to go. Ooh, yes, I'm going to go work out at Eat the Frog Fitness. Very excited about that. Get my workout on. And then what am I going to do? I don't know. I have to get my nails done desperately. I just don't know if I have time. So I really want to do that. Then I'm going to pick up Lucy and we are planning her big birthday party. So we got to do Evites and all that stuff. What about you guys?
I am going to work out, but it's on my own today, so I feel like I'm just going to go home
me.
And sleep.
It'll be fun. They
yes.
love you.
No, they are awesome, and they kick my butt. Like, it's a good workout. I know this sounds weird, but I don't think women understand. Maybe they do. I've never heard a woman complain, but as a dude and a bigger man, there's that certain area between, like, your... And, you know, like your man part. And it's just when it gets on a bike for too long, it is a severe pain. I would compare it to childbirth.
Well, this is different. You don't have to bike.
Okay. Well, as long as I have to bike, then maybe. I'm not ready right now with the weight I'm carrying.
I mean, I don't know if there's like weight limits with the bikes or anything, but it's like, it's just something you get used to. And you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been people that have lost like 150 pounds doing like cycling.
First of all, I'm proud of you for just going anywhere and just getting moving. That's very
I work out.
Awesome.
I just, once again, if I could bring like those wide padded seats, if you'd let me just strap one on the bike, I think I'd be good to go.
Maybe.
You want to bring your own?
Yes.
Bring your own seat.
What do you got going on today, Chops?
Okay.
I've got a lot to do. I'm going to go to Liv's cycle bar. I'm going to take her class at 12.
Are you saying that just to get out of work early? You're actually going to go do it?
No, I am. I'm going to go do that. We're leaving here pretty shortly. And then I'm going to see if my friend Joe wants to play Call of Duty. He probably doesn't, so I just answered that. And then since it's Thursday night, I've got Family Feud Trivia at the Britain Tavern, and Hostage Boy is bringing some of his friends.
Ooh. That'll be fun.
Do you know all of them?
I know one of them.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's two girls.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, they got to approve of you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they're co-workers of his.
All right.
Oh. What's not to love?
Yeah, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we can't do any of that, though, unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.